Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Mai ngā wai rarapa o te karu o te ika Māui, ka rere, ka pari korua mahanga te awa. Ko tō kukoro wai ko ngā pai maunga o tararua ko ōku tapu wai ki rangi whakao maoma. Ka tū kaha, ka tū toa au i taku pā, te pā matua me te maru o te tāpere nui o whātonga. Ko rangi tāne, ko ngā tika hunganu ki wai rarapa, ngā iwi. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou katoa, nau mai haere mai ki kahurangi, o tātou reo, o tātou kōrero, ko Wairarapa tēnei. Tēnā no tātou katoa and welcome on in to this special Kahurangi episode on Arrow FM. Today is Friday, the 1st of July. Happy July 2022 tātou mā. This is Tātahia Huri Hanganui speaking and I'm here in the Arrow FM studio once again after a small hiatus with my wiwitanga. Nō reira, ko tēnei te mihi maioha ki kia tātou katoa me ki tēnei wā tino taumaha whai muri ake. Nei ka āta kōrero tia tātou mō ngā āhuatanga katoa o Matariki mo tēnei te wā o Hongongoi, ko tēnei te paraire, te kotahi o Hūrae, engari kua marama ake anō, kua tai mai anō whiro o Hongongoi, nō reira ko tēnei te hoata. So today, following a massive week in Aotearoa, celebrating, of course, the last quarter of Pipiri, our first lunar calendar month here in our Indigenous time system of Aotearoa, and of course our very first public holiday, celebrating together as a nation for the first time ever, Matariki 2022. I thought it would be very fitting and timely that I bring in some kōrero about Matariki. And you know, those of you who've been following along with the podcast, that I am an absolute devout learner of Maramataka, and Matariki is our very first tohu of the year, amongst the others in the sky, of course, that really bring in the new season and a time for us to reflect before looking forward and looking ahead to our futures. Nō reira tātou. I'm about to play a video, and this video is a really important one that talks about an alternative ritual, ceremony, or chanting in place of karakia. We've had it on the show before, and I thought again, because it's fitting, this is our Matariki special, a kai kōhau, an utterance of desires and wishes is something that we would typically do at this time of the year, but in a number of other settings, contexts, and for other purposes as well. So this video is Te Taurawhiri Te Reo Māori's Kaikōhau special, and it explains a little bit of the background and context to a kaikōhau that we're going to be sharing in today as a way of opening our session. A te whakarongo mai.
Kaikōhau, an expression of hope and an invitation to all good things to come into your life. And you know what? You can use it in lots of everyday situations. At the dinner table, at work, before a meeting, after a meeting, when you wake up, when you go to sleep, birthdays, matariki, waitangi day, Christmas. Oh, you could probably even use it before a date. So, learn it and save it for later. Nau mai ngā hua, nau mai ngā pai. Nau mai kia nui, kia hāwere ai. Let's break it down. Nau mai ngā hua. Welcome all things that have grown. Nau mai ngā pai. Welcome all things that are good. Nau mai kia nui, kia hāwere ai. May there be plentiful and abundant. When you speak these words, you need to feel these words, because you're welcoming things that are beneficial and wishing for them to be plentiful in the times to come. Now, you might be wondering, how do I end this kaikōhau? Well, it's up to you, but here are some examples. Mauri ora. Tēnā tātou katoa. Manawatia a matariki. So, there you have it, e hoama. Learn our kaikōhau and give it a go.
Our kaikōhau, that video, and some other languages that the kaikōhau has been translated into can be found at reomaori.nz. If you do a bit of a Google search, you should find it. Otherwise, of course, go through our Language Commission's website. Let's do that again together, and I want to go over what we're talking about. We are welcoming in all things that are good, positive, and in an abundance and kind of plentiful nature for the year ahead. So it's a wonderful utterance for us to share in collective breath, which is, of course, something we do in tikanga mihi mihi, and also in whakapuakitanga, in the opening or introduction into a new space. So we're about to learn about matariki. Why not open up with a kaikōhau, uttering the desires and wishes for all the good stuff ahead? Now, if you're following along on our Facebook page live this morning, we're going to do it in New Zealand sign as well as Te Reo Māori to honour our two official languages of Aotearoa. So please follow along and I'll try and describe what I'm doing for our listeners at home. Nau mai, of course, means welcome. So what we want to do is kind of push out our two palms facing up as if we're about to give something away to others, and we're spreading them out with joy. That's our nau mai sign, yeah? Now, ngā hua talks about things that grow, so we want to kind of, it's a bit like the twinkle twinkle little star action. Our fingers kind of bloom up like flowers. We're doing it three times, one to the right, one to the left, and one directly in front of us. It looks like things that are growing or sprouting up out of the earth. Those are our hua, and we want to bring that all to us with both of our palms into our chest. So with our language now, tātou mā, toru whā. Nau mai ngā hua. Yeah, very good. Now our next line is also welcoming in things that are good, so spreading our hands out wide to the people in front of us, and our pai are two thumbs up directly in front of us, and we want to bring that into our chest again, yeah? All that goodness into our souls, into our tinana, with the language. Nau mai ngā pai. Bring it on in, ka pai. Our third line is another nau mai, so we welcome in for a third time with our palms facing up, spreading nice and out, as if we're giving two big platters out to a group of people that we might be serving in front of us. That's what the action looks like again for our listeners at home. And this time, we're saying, nau mai kia nui, so that it's big. And what we want to do is a little explosion with our two hands. So I'll kind of imagine our two hands are wrapped around a little ball, probably the size of a softball that's exploded. And so our fingers kind of go out like a big boom. And then kia hāwere ai is the idea of continuation. So our two index fingers are just wrapping around each other like a little wheel in front of our chest. And then we're going to push out our right palm as if we're creating a pathway directly in front of us. And I'm looking right into the camera for those of you who are following at home with the language this time. No mai kia nui kia hawere ai. All right, let's do that one more time. This is quite strange. I'm sitting in a studio doing a kai koho in te reo Māori in sign, and I don't know if anyone's following along live with me, but I've got the camera in front of me, so I'm looking directly at you. Toru fa. No mai ngā hua. No mai ngā pai. No mai kia nui, kia hawere ai. Tēnā anō tātou katoa. So as I expressed earlier, I'm really keen on talking about matariki within the context of maramataka, and we all know that every session at Kahurangi, our places, our stories, our gems, we're always keen to have a bit of a setting in place and an acknowledgement of presence. And of course, the presence typically in this show at least is our time system, maramataka, the falling of the moon. And so let's do that now before we break to a waiata, and then we're going to talk about matariki in a little bit more detail so that all of our listeners have got the foundation knowledge to really understand why last week was so significant, not just for te ao Māori, but for Aotearoa whānui. Nō reira tātou mā. Like I said earlier, a few days ago, a new moon rose. Ko whiro tērā. We call the new moon in te ao Māori whiro if you're new to the show. And every new moon cycle for most iwi, bearing in mind that some iwi follow a full moon cycle, a new star, star cluster or constellation appears in the sky, which directly impacts and affects the natural environment here in Aotearoa and informs people and the activities and behaviours that they're about to share in or experience together as a collective. So this time round, when Whiro rose on the 30th, we also had a star named Hongongoi appear in the sky, which means that our calendar month has changed from the first calendar month of Pipiri, which was or were our Gemini stars, to the new calendar month, our second lunar month of the year, Hongongoi. And I just want to kind of set a scene here to read from Aotearoa Encyclopedia Online about these lunar months and the significance of the name and word Hongongoi. And I quote, "The maramataka divided the traditional Māori year into 12 lunar months. The word marama means both the moon and the lunar month. A lunar month is the 29 and a half days between successive new moons and normally straddles two calendar months. Māori needed a system that matched lunar months with the solar year. A lunar year is around 11 days shorter. Some tribes listed 13 months in their lunar year, indicating that one month was occasionally added to account for the extra period of time. Those tribes which had only 12 months would have used a different system to account for the extra time." This typically happens in Pipiri, by the way. If you've been following the show, we had a bit of a corridor around this last year. "The months were commonly listed numerically. May to June was Te Tahi, the first. June to July was Te Rua, the second, and so on. Each month also had its own name, was sometimes varied between tribes. Tu Taka Ngahau of Maunga Pohatu, a member of Ngai Tuhoe, provided the ethnographer Alston Best with these names and descriptions." So we've just come out of Pipiri, or May to June, Te Tahi. "All things on earth are contracted because of the cold. Likewise, man." And we've just come into Hongongoi, June to July, or Te Rua. "Man is now extremely cold and kindles fires before which he basks. From July to August, we move out of Takurua as the sun makes his way to his summer maiden raumati, and we see in the end of winter and the beginning of spring, here to the kōka, July to August, or te toru, the third month, therefore means the scorching effect of fire is seen on the knees of man. The stars. Each month was represented by a star or stars. According to Wangati Kahungunu Authority, anei tētahi kahurangi o konei, tātou mā, without exception, stars were the ariki, controllers and heads or leads of these months. For example, for many Māori, the year began in May or June with the appearance of Matariki, the Pleiades cluster, as we all know. The Maramataka was revived in 1990, by Te Taura Whiri Te Reo Māori, the Māori Language Commission. Instead of using transliterations of the English names, such as Hānuere for January, May for May, Hūrae for July, etc., they promoted the traditional name cited by Tūtaka Ngā Hau. However, lunar months were dropped in favour of calendar months. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more in depth, Tātouma, but that just gives us a bit of an acknowledgement of the month that we've just come into. And I'm sure we're feeling that cold, especially today in Masterton. It's about 8 degrees out there. The last thing I wanted to talk about before we head to a waiata break to really kick us off is our lunar phase of Hoata. Now, I've been in the studio before for Hoata, sometimes known as Ohoata. Oho meaning to wake up, and ata meaning morning. And the wonderful thing about Ohoata is we're just out of whiro, which means we've come into a bit of a low, a bit of a dip in energy. We might be feeling quite moody. Whiro is quite disruptive, so we try to avoid travel and being too far away from home at this time. But Ohoata is a time where we can look to the early morning for really good energy. We might be starting to come out of a fast, if that's something we choose to do for our physical well-being during this time of the beginning of a lunar calendar month. And Ohoata is also a really good time for reflection, rest, and replenishment. So may that be a bit of a challenge for all of us going into this weekend. I know there's a lot on in Wairarapa, heaps of events to attend, so make sure you use today and tonight to really just stay at home, cuddle up on the couch, maybe in front of a fire. Who knows, you might even have a vino in that hand, just saying, speaking on behalf of myself, maybe. And we're going to go to a waiata break and come back with some kōrero mō Matariki. Anei, te tehi waiata, tino nui, tino whakahirahira, ko te ata māhina, nā te piki kōtuku o Ngāti Rongo mai. I te whakanui ia Matatini, me ona 50 tau, 50 tau o Matatini, ko te kai waiata, ko whenua, patuai ā ta whakarongo mai.
Ooh.
Te atama hina na whenua patuai. And some of you may recognize the name or the voice, of course. Whenua patuai featured right through near to the end on X Factor Aotearoa. And I apologize if I got that wrong and he kind of won, but he's done some incredible producing of music ever since, and that's him singing the very popular Atamahina song from our Matatini 50 year celebration album that has come out, been released this year, of course, in celebration of such success of our top waiata from that marvelous competition. We're talking all things Matariki today, and it would be inappropriate for me to continue the kōrero without referencing resources, materials, and knowledge systems from which I have gauged a lot of my kōrero for presentations and workshops like this. So I want to start by disclaiming here that I am not an expert in maramataka or matariki, but I am an expert in understanding the way in which I sink into my natural environment, which is really the first take home when you're learning about this wonderful time system, the lunar calendar here in Aotearoa. It really is a reminder to us that we have the innate knowledge and ability and skill to be part of the natural environment. However, because of the society that we live in today and this conformity to time and the Gregorian solar system, we learn with every passing year of our lives how not to, and how to believe that we can manipulate and control time. Instead, maramataka teaches us to slow down, to take notice, to observe, to record those observations, and to react accordingly. And when we start to do that, we actually become a lot more well in our physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual health especially. No reira, ko tēnei te mihi ki e nei toko maha me ki kua whāngai hia e au ki ngā mātauranga nui rawa o te maramataka me matariki hoki. The first acknowledgement is to ngā pātaka kōrero o te arawa. And you can find these by Googling ngā pātaka kōrero o te arawa, has a website with the same name. This is a collective of rangatahi and young adults who have come together under the leadership of Rereata Mākeha no konei, one of our kahurangi of Rangitāne. He's a leading astronomer and expert in maramataka, and these people have put together a number of practical everyday resources and materials accessible through that website according to the maramataka where they are situated in the heart of Te Arawa, so in Rotorua. And what's lovely about the resources that they have given public access to is they have a wonderful calendar which follows the solar calendar and the lunar calendar overlapping each other, which means that you can sink into both and start to understand how to read lunar phases, how those lunar phases might affect you, and how you can apply them, bearing in mind, of course, that they're situated in Te Arawa, so some of that information might be irrelevant depending on where you live. However, really amazing starting point. Many of these people have young families, and they have been applying maramataka techniques in their own everyday lives. I know one of the ladies who I've recently had the privilege of listening to in a maramataka workshop followed the lunar phases with her menstrual cycle and subsequent birth of her child. And it was an incredibly healing journey for her, her partner, and her waida whānau, sinking in with the natural environment and not working against energies. Second acknowledgement is to he ni hōterene, a household name really, following a successful year of really active and engaging social life feeds through her maramataka Māori website and social media pages. He ni hōterene is an expert in her own right in maramataka in general, but specifically around women's health, wahine Māori, me te awa atua, and feminine energies related to our moon, Mahina, who is also feminine in our Māori belief system. Hēni and her whānau have been following maramataka for as long as I've known Hēni and her knowledge, and I don't know her personally, by the way. I did have the privilege of sitting in one of her workshops, but she is absolutely generous with her time and her own energies in engaging everyone in Aotearoa into the this wonderful world of stars, of looking up to the sky and understanding how our sky very much impacts on our whenua underneath our feet. Huru no children have these really fun, very witty, charismatic videos that they post every day following the lunar phases of every month of the calendar year. And she has wonderful resources available to us, including journals that are absolutely stunning that we can be recording our own journeys in. I highly recommend trying to sign up to Te Niho Te Rene's Maramataka Māori workshops if you can get on that waiting list. Very, very much worth your time and investment. Third acknowledgement is to the wonderful and late Korowiremu Tāwhai. Kua whetūrangi tia, koe e kō. Engari ko tēnei te mihi aroha, nunui kia koe, meo mātauranga e ora tonu ana. Korowiremu Tāwhai collated information and knowledge and wrote a book called Living by the Moon, which informs much of the resource that the Tuhi Stationery brand have released through their wonderful planners, calendars, and workplace resources and materials in relation to Maramataka. Te Whanaua Pinui is his main iwi grouping, and unlike the Maramataka we follow here in Wairarapa, they follow a full moon cycle, so it's been really insightful reading both his book and understanding the learnings from his teachings in the Tuhi Stationery brand. And most of you who've been following me know that a lot of my readings come from that Tuhi Stationery brand, so big mihi out to the lovely ladies behind the brand and the wonderful access that we have to such incredibly deep knowledge about the energies of our moons and how they apply to planting, fishing, diving, and of course to our own behaviours and actions. Fourth acknowledgement must go to Professor Rangi Mā Tāmua, ko koe ta horangi o ngā horangi tēnei wā tonu mo tēnei mea te matariki. Some would say and argue that single-handedly it's thanks to Rangi we even have a public holiday, but he would argue back that he was part of a multitude of people before and with him at this time to get the public holiday recognised finally by the nation. But I came into contact with his knowledge a few years ago on a trip back to Italy. My father gave me a book that he actually received from Rangi in one of his tours, and it was called Te Whetū o Te Tau, The Star of the Year, main heading Matariki. And I read it while on holiday in Italy visiting whānau over there, and I was blown away by the sheer detail of the science and the way in which it spoke to me, a creative brain, not very logical or science-y, but completely hooked me from page one right through to the end. That book, of course, has informed many of the teachings that Rangi has been touring the country for the last few years with in order to revitalise the practices of Te Iwa o Matariki, the nine stars of Matariki that we can see above our heads here in the Southern Hemisphere, specifically from Aotearoa, not the seven stars business. And I was so captivated by that. I've been following him ever since through his Living by the Stars Facebook page and website, consequently. Again, this is not in order, but my fifth acknowledgement must go to his colleague and another friend of mine, Professor Pauline Harris from Victoria University of Wellington. It has been years since we both shared each other's company. However, we have been in contact of late, and she works alongside Dr. Rangi Mā Tāmua, advising the government around how they best do Matariki as a public holiday justice and authentically without losing the mana of the mātauranga. She is also a scientist and a lecturer up at Victoria Uni and has been fundamental in putting together the Wairarapa Maramataka group, which we have on Facebook. If any of you are keen, please get in contact with me via my Reorua page on Facebook or through my website www.reorua.co.nz. Tēnā koe, Pauline Harris, me o mahi rangatira. Last but not least, another acknowledgement but to our kahurangi from here, who I've mentioned many times on the show, who we've actually had on the show before during one of our lockdowns recently, Raihania Tipuki. Te rangatira o konei o Wairarapa Moana. a navigator who has dedicated much of his recent life to navigating the oceans as per our ancestors, as per our tūpuna Māori and their mātauranga system of stars, tides, winds, wildlife, etc. He has been fundamental in my own discovery and practices, as we both really moved home to Wairarapa more or less at the same time. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā nō koutou katoa. Let's move on into our presentation, and what I'm going to do is structure this with an expression or a proverb. There are six in total, and I want you, if you're listening to this at home, to repeat after me before I go into the definition, explanation, or corded or association with the matariki expression. Nō reira tātou mā te tuatahi matariki. Tāpuapua. Give that a go on the tongue. Matariki tāpuapua, kua takoto hā rotoroto mai te wai I te whenua. This talks about the pools of water that sit and can be seen and felt and sensed during the rising of Matariki and Pepiri, our first lunar calendar month. So what this expression or proverb, if you like, tells us is Matariki will rise every year during the coldest time of the year and during the last quarter of the first lunar calendar month, Pepiri. We know this because it's typically after the storms have come through, there has been a lot of rain, and therefore pools of water are literally sitting on the ground for days. There hasn't been enough warmth or sun to suck it all up. And we certainly saw that this year. We had a wonderful Matariki weekend in Wairarapa, Wellington region. And of course, it was following a good 2 weeks of solid rain, of grey and of water, so there were certainly puddles about. Matariki tāpuapua also reminds us that Matariki is all about the environment. So let me just put that into a quick summary for you. In Aotearoa, we are unique because we have two time systems that are at play all the time on our whenua. The first is the Gregorian solar calendar. It follows the sun, that's why we call it solar. It has a clock which dictates and controls and manipulates time. It's Eurocentric because it was brought here by our Pākehā tūpuna in the 17th and 18th centuries. So not indigenous to this land, and a time system which is actually newer and a bit more recent than the more ancient lunar calendar. It's called Gregorian because it's named after Pope Gregory or Pope Gregorio XIII, who was a pope in Roman Catholic times, and he started ruling more and more landmass around Europe, which is why we say it's Eurocentric, because he decided one day to eradicate paganism and other belief systems that were not his own, that were not shared with him. He would somehow allow society to conform to one time system and therefore better organize their time, which is how the Gregorian solar calendar came to be, and with colonization came to spread further afield throughout the world. Now arguably our number one time system, with the exception of our indigenous cultures who've never lost their practices in the lunar calendar, of course. Let's compare that to marama taka Māori. Marama meaning moon, taka meaning fall. It doesn't mean that the moon falls, by the way. It just means that when you see the moon every day, it's got a slightly different shape. 29.5, in fact. We call those lunar phases in English. In Māori, we'll call them ngā mata o te marama, the different faces of the moon. Unlike its counterpart, the solar system, a lunar calendar does follow the sun, which is really important, and we know the sun has two wives in te ao Māori, Hine Takurua, the winter maiden, which is where he is at the moment, and Hine Raumati, summer maiden, which is where he goes to in the spring and summer months, yeah? That is our seasonal calendar. We have two main seasons in te ao Māori, winter and summer. Really important also because the sun provides us light and dark, or day and night, as we know. But in a lunar calendar, it's threefold. So it's the sun in relationship with the moon, and it's 29.5 phases and relationship with the stars that rise and fall. And our Māori ancestors were really intelligent in recognizing that each new moon, a different star, star cluster, or star constellation would appear or be brighter or more impactful on what was happening in the natural environment underneath their feet every lunar calendar month. So threefold system. It very much is part of the natural world, so not going against it and not trying to manipulate it or control it in any way, like an object like the clock that was created by mankind. And it's very indigenous, and it's indigenous to this whenua. So it wasn't brought here, it's always been here, it's always been part of our whenua. So those are the key differences. To really highlight this, we had it in the little reading earlier of the Te Ara Encyclopedia about Te Tauira Whiri Te Reo Māori, deciding how we kind of learn the language to do with maramataka and its early revitalization in the 1990s. I've got a little song here to play as a break for my voice, and it's a very classical song. If you grew up in Kohanga Reo o Kura Kaupapa Māori, kei te mōhiotia whānuitia tēnei waiata, no te mea he waiata nui o te Kohanga Reo. Ko tengo a te waiata nei, ko maramataka na Timoti, and it's in reference to Timoti Karetu, of course, our head at Te Tauira Whiri at the time, who has become a koro and an expert tohunga in te reo Māori in recent years. And it follows the two time systems in Te Reo Māori. So our Gregorian time system with its transliterations of 12 months starting in Jan, finishing in December. And then our lunar calendar time system starting in Pipiri, which is now, and going through to Haratua. A te whakarongo mai tātou mā, and get up and have a bit of a boogie if you're feeling inspired.
Anuere kohita te a pepuere uitanguru mai he pau tu te rangi aperira paenga fafae haratua pipiri hongongoi te maramataka Timoti e aue aue taukuri e akuhata Here turi koka, he pe te ma, te mahuru, o ke topa whiri ngānuku, no e ma, whiri ngārangi, ti he ma, haki he a, te maramataka, Timoti e aue, aue, taupuri e. Maramataka aue,
so good. So that song, of course, can be found on YouTube. Otherwise, head along to your local Kohanga Reo or Kura Kaupapa Māori. I'm sure they're still singing that song. But really, really important to recognise and to acknowledge that we have these two time systems as part of our existence in Aotearoa. Why not recalibrate and celebrate these two things? We are into Namarua, and this is an expression rather, as opposed to a proverb. This expression I'd like you to try out on your tongue. It's really important because it's the phrasing that goes with the word and name Matariki. And it starts like this. Ngā mata o te ariki. Ngā mata o te ariki talks about where Matariki's name comes from. We've talked about it on the show, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I just want to remind us it comes from Tāwhiri Mātea. Tāwhiri Mātea was one of Ranginui and Papatuānuku's sons or children, one of the few that disagreed with the other siblings that they should separate Ranginui and Papatuānuku at the beginning of time during our creation story. He was so aggrieved that it happened against his will that he experienced enormous grief and sadness, so much so that he cried and his tears burned his face. According to our history, he rips out his eyeballs, he crushes them up, and he throws them up in protest. Now, the other part to the story is he chooses to throw them up so that they can get caught up in the Milky Way or Te Uma or Ranginui, Ranginui's chest. And he does this because he recognizes and notices his mum's mourning and grieving for her lover above her, particularly at night, when and where his brother, Tamanui Te Rā, or the sun, has rested, and there's no more light for her to see Rangi Nui above her. What a sensitive soul, eh? So we do have whakapapa and genealogical lines to all emotions, and the emotions of grief, of sadness, we follow all the way back to Tawhiri Mātea, this wonderfully impactful atua or ariki, god or deity, Tawhiri Mātea, in reference to this giving or this gift to his mother, lights in the sky. And so we recognize that in the name Ngā Mata o Te Ariki, because those stars become Matariki, which shine bright almost all year round, bar one month, but also because they glisten down upon us, and it's like they're looking at us, gazing upon us. So Mata has two meanings, the face or the gaze. Also pronounced Matariki. So if you're in Ngāti Porou, or if you want to be pronouncing it as authentically as possible, Matariki would make more sense. Also known as Makaliki or Makali'i in Hawaii or Hawaii. This is a place where many of our experts are getting their information from in terms of the rituals and ceremonies associated with Matariki, because of course they revitalized it a little bit earlier than we did. So I know that there's a wonderful Taringa podcast episode where Paraone Gloin, its head presenter, interviews Rangi Mātāmua about Te Wau Matariki, our nine Matariki stars, and there is an astronomer and expert maramataka person from Hawaii on the show talking about the Hawaiian practices of hautapu, which we'll get to soon in this session. Makali'i or Matariki is also known as Matālili around the South Pacific. Ko tēnei te mihi nui kia whaia Lily or te kurakaupapa Māori or Wairarapa. She's been following along with some maramataka wānanga, been running for the kura, kaiako and whānau, and she has brought this wonderful perspective of what happens on some of the outer, smaller islands of the South Pacific in relationship to this wonderful cluster that can be seen all around the world, but how similarly Matariki is celebrated as a new beginning or a new season. Pleiades is what we most commonly know Matariki as. Of course, it comes from the Greek and European understanding of Matariki. So while it's really important that we know that, not very relevant for us here in the southern hemisphere. And of course, the Greek story of the seven sisters has made its way into our language as well. If we can acknowledge that it's not our story or history and still talk about that story, absolutely, I welcome that. But let us not merge the two stories together, because here in Aotearoa, we look up at Matariki and we can actually count nine stars to the naked eye. Each of those stars have names and relationships with each other. In Japan, we know Matariki as Subaru, and Subaru, of course, is the car brand. Yes, it is. If you've never noticed, look at the logo, stars. According to the Subaru stories and histories of Japan, when you're there and you're looking at Matariki again, heralding a new year or sign of a changing of season, they apparently recognize six, I believe, stars in their cluster. And last but not least, Matrikas, a Hindu ceremony recognizing the same cluster. Now, we call it a cluster because it's a whānau. The individual stars, which are part of a family that rise together. And this is a huge difference or change or comparison to a constellation, which is simply many individual stars that rise at separate times to create a shape or form in the sky. A cluster rises and falls together, which is where we get the Iwa o Matariki, Matariki being the mother star with her eight children. I'm going to head to another waiata now in honour of Matariki and our wonderful ariki, Tawhiri Mātea. Anei te waiata, Tawhiri Mātea, no Uruwhetu, Pounamu Pukeroa. Āta whakarongo mai. We're speaking all things Matariki this morning as we head into Hōngongoi, our second calendar month, and we've just been talking about Matariki and where it gets its name. Our third expression for the morning is Te Iwa or Matariki, justly referencing the nine stars of Matariki, which are very Māori and very relevant to us here in Aotearoa. So we're going to do quickly the Makarena and say, pronounce the nine stars aloud. We've had them on the show before, so they're very much part of our conversation already. Waiti, waita, waipunarangi, tupua nuku, tupua rangi, rurangi pohu tukawa, hiwa iterangi, e matariki. Oh, that's so catchy, isn't it? Give it a go with our makarena. Waiti, our freshwater star. Waita, our salt water star. Waipunarangi, the waters from the sky, our rains. Tupua nuku, the star related to food from the land. Tupua rangi, the star related to food above our heads from the sky, our birds, our seeds, pollinators, berries. Ururangi, the winds and storms. Tāwhiri mātea. Matariki, the mother star who brings us beauty and reminds us of well-being of people. Pōhutukawa, the oldest of the siblings, talks about reflection and loss. It is where we send our dead to. And hiwa iterangi, the baby sibling, giving us a wishing star, where we send our aspirations and future goals and objectives to. Koenei ngā iwa o Matariki. Number four expression for Terei Tātouma is actually a proverb whakatauki. Give it a go on your tongue, koinei. Te pō tūtanga nui o pipiri. Te Pō Tūtanga Nui o Pipiri, the extended nights of Pipiri, and it's a reminder that Matariki is both a cluster, a whānau of stars that rise together, and part of a constellation, a larger constellation in the sky, bridging the gap between Matariki and Tautoru, Orion's belt. We call this large constellation Te Waka o Rangi, the canoe of Rangi, also known by a number of other names. I know here in Kahungunu we call it Te Waka o Kahungunu. Now, it gives us three main things. A reference point in the sky if you're looking for Matariki. Bearing in mind we can see Matariki all year round, but at the moment Matariki is still really low on the horizon, so the best time to see her and her children is really early in the morning between 5:30 and 6:35 a.m. Look for Orion's belt. Go left from there, you'll find Te Kokotā, a perfect triangle in the sky. Those are the sails of the waka. And then just down to the left from that, you'll see Matariki rise. And by the time the sun comes up, all the other stars disappear from sight and you can see Matariki faintly to the northeast. If you are lucky, you'll see Venus first. Venus this year is very bright and very close to us. We won't have Venus as a point of reference next year, so make the most of Venus now. You can go directly underneath Venus and you'll find Matariki again northeast. But it reminds us that Matariki is part of this waka that collects our spirits every day and every night, and where we get our mihi poroaki, our farewell mihi from, kia whetū rangitia. Tara Mainuku, the tohunga navigator of this waka, comes down with a big, large net and scoops up our spirits who are waiting to return home. And at Matariki, the time of release, he lets go of the net and casts our spirits, our wairua, up into the sky to become stars so that we can be unburdened by the heaviness of grief and move instead with our grief into the future and new season, lighter, ready, able and well, which is where we get our ceremonies from. So before we talk about our ceremonies, I do want to bring in our last expression for today in relationship to Matariki. It's one of my favorite, of course. It's a proverb and it starts like this. Matariki hunga, Matariki ahunga nui. Has many admirers, brings us together. This incredible proverb really talks about Matariki in a multitude of ways. It talks about Matariki being a place and time and cluster that brings the collective together to be as one, to be in company. It talks about Matariki being something to celebrate. It talks about Matariki being a time of reflection and of letting go of loss. Not to say we don't live with grief, of course, but the heaviness and burden of it so that we can move through the year as well as we can to be productive, to be active and to be stronger. It also talks about Matariki in an individual sense because it talks about us being able to set goals and aspirations for ourselves. It's our chance to recalibrate and to really think about what's important to us. So love it. It also brings us, of course, the ceremonies and rituals about Matariki that I just wanted to mention here. Many of you have done some wonderful things over the last couple of weeks in reference to and celebration of Matariki. The most authentic thing you can do is simply be with your loved ones, be present, have a kai, and maybe use those stars that we've just referenced as a guide, inspiration for your menu. Something from the earth, something from the sky, something from fresh water, something from salt water, something that reminds you of something that's new and bold, something that's changeable. You know, you can get quite creative with your menu and have a ritual of reflection, talking about those who have passed in your whānau or in your social network for the last season, and then give yourselves a chance to really talk about your aspirations for the year ahead. There's some wonderful resources available to you that we don't have time to listen to today that I just want to mention here in our Pānui conclusion for our wonderful Matariki session. It's been such a pleasure talking to you about this wonderful topic. The first one is a Hautapu video you can find on YouTube or through Google just by writing in Hautapu Matariki, and it was produced by RE Last Matariki. And it's presented by a number of rangatahi, youth, who have been leading the revitalization of the practice of hautapu, the ceremony around matariki. Ho meaning wind or steam, tapu meaning sacred. And they talk to the different parts of the ceremony, which of course was broadcasted live this year on the national stage through TVNZ On Demand. So if you want to look at this year's one, you can go to TVNZ On Demand, find the Matariki special, and see from start to finish how we use the steam of an umu kohu kohu whetū, the steam of an earth oven that rises up to feed Matariki and to bring in our kaikōhō, our desires and wishes for a new year. I highly recommend that viewing and that listening pleasure over the next wee while. I'm going to now head to one last song before we conclude our kahurangi episode today. Now, this song makes me cry every time I hear it. It's my favourite Matatini song on the 50-year celebration album. And it was made famous by one of our kapahaka groups only a couple of years ago, but it has been reproduced by the two angelic voices of two of our tamariki, Atareta and Te Hākura, our two matariki prize winners this year for youth leadership. They are both part of Te Newtube, a wonderful duo who sing only in Te Reo Māori. These are two young girls whose first language is Te Reo, and they're singing Wairea, because our last expression for our matariki session today is Manawatia a Matariki, simply our greeting. Celebrate Matariki. And what better way to celebrate Matariki than to cleanse and heal, which is the name of the song, through the voices of tomorrow. Our tamariki mokopuna. Ane a wairea whakarongo mai. Manuti ori ori o e nei toko rua, ko tēnei a tātahia mō kahurangi. Tēnā nō tātou katoa, mauri ora.